Welcome back to the Bleach and Bothered podcast. My name is Layla Halbert, and I'm your hostess with the mostess.
And I am Mama Halbert.
That's it?
Here to tell. No, I'm not going to say it.
What?
Vai Tomás no cu.
Nobody knows what that means.
That was for Thomas.
Okay. If this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you are one of the faithful few, welcome back. Happy to have you. By the time this comes out, my sister and I will be frolicking in La La Land, aka Los Angeles. And I'm very excited, definitely ready for a little vacay. So if you're in LA and you're listening to this before July 5th, hit me up. Let's hang out. Also, go wish my sister a happy birthday. It's on July 3rd. If you haven't left a review, a rating on Apple Podcasts yet, please go do that. Follow all the Instagram accounts. You know the drill. And yeah, we're going to, the current time of recording is Wednesday, and I have to be up at 5 a.m. to catch my flight on Thursday. So we're going to try to make this one kind of quick. Which shouldn't be that hard to do because this entire episode was just a bunch of pointless nonsense, but we'll get to that. But yeah, so just want to give you guys a little heads up of like what's going on. And yeah, I think we can just get right into it. My bothered thing is going to, I'll tell it while we're recapping the episode because it's, you'll see. Do you have anything? You need to fix your mic. There you go.
No, I'm good.
Okay. So this week's episode was kind of weird because it was like a to be continued situation from last week, right?
Yeah.
And we saw a group date, and then I don't think there was a one-on-one date in this episode, and then basically like the cocktail party and rose ceremony.
I mean, if there was, must have been so boring we didn't even notice.
I know. I'm like, was there one?
No.
I don't think there was.
No, there wasn't.
Well, if there was, I wrote it down, so we'll figure it out. But we basically start off the episode with like this weird shot of Thomas. Oh, that's what it was. Last week we left off with all the drama with all the guys and Thomas, whatever. So we see Thomas going for a jog around the resort, and Trey and Christian are like sitting there talking shit while he's running around. I'm like, this is the most posed shit I've ever seen. Like, it was so set up. Like, he's just going for a casual jog by himself while the producers are like filming these guys talking about him. I don't know. It was just weird and kind of corny. But as Thomas is finishing his run, Courtney is outside working out, and he's kind of venting to Courtney about what's going on and the drama, whatever. And it was so funny. Courtney was just looking at him like, bro, I'm not on your side. I don't give a shit what you have to say. I'm just trying to pump some iron, and you need to go away and talk to somebody else. I just thought it was funny. So from there, we kind of go straight into a group date. I don't even remember seeing the group date card or anything like that. I was like, what is happening?
Well, if I'm being really honest, I just got a really cool electric bike, and I was on Amazon
looking for it.
It has to do that while the show was going, I was a little distracted on Amazon looking for accessories.
The mic is too close. You gotta stop doing shit like that.
I was on Amazon looking for new accessories for my new bike, so I wasn't paying attention that much.
Of course. Classic. Well, it's time for a group date, and Katie is wearing the fuggliest outfit I've ever seen.
I remember that.
The outfit could have been cute, but the way that it was put together was so bad. It was like this cropped, chunky flannel and like khaki skinny jeans and heels, and then like a camel brown heel, open-toed heel. I was like, what the fuck is going on, and who let her walk out like this? I mean, I know the girl has openly admitted that she doesn't have the best fashion sense, but like, this is... I just don't understand.
Yeah, you would think that with Tasia and Caitlin there, they could give her a little pointers.
I mean, Katie's not the most, like, you know, she's not homely by any means, but, like, she's already kind of got that girl next door vibe, and she's already pretty, like, plain Jane. So, like, you think that she would, like, maybe ramp up the wardrobe a little bit, but yeah, it was not a cute look, but she looked comfortable, so I guess there's that. And we see Tayshia and Caitlin are hosting the group date, and it's Katie's Truth or Dare. And the first part of the date is they have all these like little stations set up, and the guys have to go to each one, and it's like a challenge slash dare situation. And of course, Katie, Tayshia, and Caitlin are like watching the whole thing or whatever. It was pretty funny. I thought a lot of the little things they did were pretty funny. So I can't remember who it was, but someone went up and they had to like go to this station where they had to like eat something. They read the directions or whatever they had to do, and they were like, oh, you have to eat whatever is under this like silver platter or whatever. And they pull the lid off, and it's like a plate of Twinkies. And they're like, oh my God, we have to eat all of those. I'm like, what? Like, it's fucking hard.
I don't like Twinkies.
I was like, I know, but this is the dare. Like, I'm thinking it should have been like fear. Yeah. Literally, I was about to say cockroaches. You read my mind. I was like, I thought it was going to be some like Fear Factor level shit. Like, maybe not that intense, but I was like, Twinkies, are you serious? And then. Yeah. Here's my bothered thing. Virgin Mike made a comment in his ITMs when they were doing like eating the food or whatever and having to like eat all this food. And he was like, hopefully Katie will still love me when I'm fat and old. I was like, ugh, why? I hate comments like that are so annoying to me. Like, okay.
Well, if she loves you as ugly as you are now, she'll probably love you. You're old and fat too.
I was like, first of all, insinuating that fat and old people aren't lovable and beautiful is stupid. And second of all, yeah, you shouldn't be worried about that. You should be worried about what you currently look like.
But you just call Katie homely.
I didn't know. I said she's not exactly homely, but she's a little bit of a plain Jane. That's true. She has admitted that about herself.
I'm saying, but you can't judge somebody else when you're doing the same thing.
It's a little different.
Okay.
Anyway, I was annoyed about it. Let's see what else. Oh, and then there's one of the dare stations or whatever was this giant ear, and they were supposed to like talk dirty. But of course, Katie and the other girls can hear them, but they don't know that, or at least they think, I don't know, some of them, they had to have known.
Yeah.
But they're acting like they didn't know. And Andrew S. keeps doing his stupid fake accent.
Oh,
and every time he does it, it makes me want to fucking scream. I'm like, please stop. It's not cute. It's not sexy. It's not endearing.
It's overdone. An accent.
It's overdone, and it's a bad one. You're not even good at it.
It's not an accent. It just sounds like he's not speaking properly.
Oh my God. I hate it. I really wish it would stop.
And the things he was saying was so horrible.
Oh my God.
And what was the guy talking about all the cities?
Oh yeah, Greg gets up there and he was like, I don't even know, but he started like naming off the states and like saying some weird stuff, and all the girls were like, what is going on?
Yeah, I think they missed the point that you're supposed to whisper sweet nothings to Katie. And you have so much time, and they thought they just had to fill that time with whatever, as long as they thought they were doing a sexy voice, which none of them were.
It was so awkward. It was horrific. So then we see this part, we were crying laughing. Christian and Trey are going over to this other little area, and the dare is to wax the hairiest part of your body.
Goodness. Yeah, I did not miss that.
So Trey drops Trow and has Christian waxing his asshole, basically.
I mean, was his butt really more hairy than his leg or his armpit?
Maybe. That's very possible.
Boy.
So he's waxing him, and they're both cracking up laughing. We're all cracking up laughing. And then we see Trey in he goes, I wrote this down because it was so funny. He goes, I'm in a very vulnerable state right now. I need to be held. Oh, my mommy. God. So then, you know, we see some other clips of them, you know, doing all the dares. And then at the very end, Tayshia and Caitlin tell them that they have to eat a habanero pepper and do like a fake proposal to Katie.
Yeah, that was hardcore. Those things are so spicy. Like if you just touch one and put your fingers in your mouth, you'll be burning up.
Who was it that rubbed their eye? That like touched it and then were like rubbing their eye.
I forgot.
They're like, don't do that.
He's like, I wish you had told me before I did it.
Yeah. Greg's little proposal was, he said something like it was supposed to be fake. And he said like something like, I'll love you. He said something about, I love you. And Katie like got all flustered. And then in her like little producer interview, she was like, I think that I heard Greg say he loved me for the first time. And I think it counts. And I was like, ugh.
Yeah, it counts for nothing.
I was like, this man needs to go back to acting school because that performance was juvenile.
Amateur.
Thank you. So anyway, then we go to the night portion of the date. And for once, one of the guys actually pulls her away first before she has a chance to. Wait, you know what
would have been really funny?
What?
If one of the guys that ate the hot pepper had waxed that other guy's butt.
Well, I think they did it at the very end. Oh, that'd be horrible. So Andrew S. Steals Katie first, and they have just like a cute little conversation, and it was lighthearted, and they seemed, I don't know, I don't think that they have like chemistry really, but she seems like she like likes him as a friend, but I don't think that that's going to really go anywhere. And then of course she sits down with fucking Greg and he's telling her like, oh, you're all I think about. I can't stop thinking about our date, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, me too. Da, da, da. And talking about how she thinks that he's so authentic and he's not putting on an act. I'm like, girl, you're gonna find out. And then she tells Greg that she's starting to fall for him. I'm like,
yikes. Well, that's good because then we can have Daddy-O for the next Bachelor.
You know, you're right. But I want Katie to end up with someone good, and Greg is not it. I'm just, yeah. Every week you're going to hear me bitching and complaining about how much I hate Greg.
What's the problem with him, though? I don't get
it. He's fake as fuck, and he's not into her. Do you know that he was cast for Claire's season?
No.
Yeah. He was supposed to be on Claire's season, and then, like, there's been some social media posts that have been dug up from, like, some of his family members about, like, him, like, oh, this is going to be so great for Greg's career, and da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, he's full of shit. It's just so obvious, and he's totally not into her. He's just trying to make it as far as he can, and then he's probably going to get to I'm telling you, like, he's giving me so many, like, Jed vibes of, like, trying to get as far in the show as possible, but doesn't really think they're going to get all the way to the end, and then he probably will, and then he's going to be like, oh, shit, I have to get engaged now, or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just harping on it because I know that it's not going to end well with him. And so you guys can all be like, oh, Layla was right when you see it happen. Anyway, so the guys on the group date are all still talking about fucking Thomas, and he's not even there.
I don't even know why they're wasting so much time talking about him. He's not even a threat.
I follow this account called Bachelor Data, and it's this girl who like pulls all this like data and numbers and like statistics from the show about like random stuff, and 52% of the episode, like the minutes in the episode excluding commercials, was them talking about Thomas or that whole situation.
I know.
52% of the entire episode.
And I don't even understand why, because he's not even a threat. Why are they so threatened by him?
I think because
they're more annoyed, probably.
They're just they're in a house where they have nothing else to do. And this guy is saying, oh, I came on to potentially be the bachelor. So they're all kind of sinking their teeth into him, even though they all... That thought has to cross every single person's mind who goes on the show. But he was the one who said it out loud. So they're all focusing on him so that the attention's not being brought on them. Because he's the, you know, he's the focus of the quote unquote wrong reasons.
I think the biggest mistake she made, and that I think that was Claire's problem as well, is that she opened the door for people to be snitching on each other. And she... welcome that, which is just gonna be a shit show. I remember Sean Lowe's episode, people tried to do that with him and he cut it off right off the bat, like, you know, I can make my own decisions.
So
it cut the drama in half, and she's like, yeah, I want to hear it, tell me. But, you know, of course people are gonna tell her what she wants to hear or what's beneficial to themselves, and I think that's so immature.
So the whole thing during the group date was basically Trey and Andrew S. like kind of butting heads about this whole Thomas situation. Trey's stance was, you know, Katie should know what's going on. It's our job to protect her and da 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 da, all this stuff she needs to know. I'm going to tell her. And then Andrew's side, which I definitely agree with Andrew, like for the most part, was kind of like, hey, she's asked us to trust her. She's a grown woman. She can make her own decisions. She's going to figure it out for herself. And we all should be focusing on our own individual relationships with her and not wasting time talking about some other person when you're with her.
Yeah, exactly. And if she likes someone, even if you badmouth them, she's still going to choose them no matter what. She's going to have to figure, like, you can go badmouth Craig to her right now. She's not going to believe you.
Yeah.
She's going to shoot the messenger. She only believed the other guys because she wasn't really into them.
Right. Exactly. So, so Trey and Andrew are going back and forth for a while, and kind of like, Andrew's like really trying to convince him to not say anything to her about it. And he's like, no, I'm going to do it. So sure enough, Trey goes and talks to Katie about Thomas, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and when they do that, it backfires because now it's all about Thomas and her spending more time with Thomas instead of with the guys that deserve to have her time.
Right. So she gets upset. She's crying to producers. All the guys are still talking about it. She comes back and Trey ends up getting the group date rose, which... I don't know.
It's a signal from her that she's encouraging that kind of behavior.
Right. I think she's probably just in like maybe made a decision out of like an emotional reaction and like didn't really have time to like process what was going on. I mean, I don't know. Maybe she would have done something different if she would have had more time to like think everything over.
Well, she had the choice of not giving the rose to anybody. She could have said, I'm not giving this rose out because I'm not sure. Instead of, oh, let me just reward you for coming to me and bad-mouthing somebody else.
Yeah, so Andrew S. is kind of like shaking his head, like, what is going on? And,
well, what that's going to do now is that all the guys going to say, oh, she likes that. Okay, I'm going to do that next time I talk to her. I'm going to find somebody to throw under the bus.
Yeah,
it's stupid.
Yeah, it's like... And over something that's so like, yeah, it's not great to be walking around saying, yeah, I came on to be the bachelor, but like, it's yeah, not right. Like he has a wife at home, also, you know?
Also, he told that himself already.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, it's not, okay.
It's not news.
So anyway, the group date's over. They go back to the house. Katie is in her little quarters. She gets a knock on the door and Tayshia shows up and says, hey, somebody from my past is here. They really want to meet you, blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to tell you who it is because I don't want you to have any preconceived notions, but they're here. They want to talk to you. And this is when we know that Blake is about to make his grand entrance.
Finally, after 3 weeks of them teasing us with it.
I know. Well, so there's been some speculation that... this actually happened earlier in the season because of the outfit she was wearing. Apparently, the outfit she was wearing when she went to go talk to Blake was the same outfit she wore on the group date with Nick Viall last week. So they might have just done it weird. I don't know. We'll see, I guess, in the future, but in next week's episode. But so Blake comes, you know, gives her the spiel. We find out that they have kind of DM'd a little bit back and forth, but never have met in person. And he basically just says, like, you know, I'm really interested in getting to know you. I really want to stay, blah, blah, blah. Like, but I don't know. I feel like this has been happening like almost every season. There's a latecomer. And it's like, why don't they just come at the beginning? Like, it's just unnecessary drama that's going to be, now they're all going to forget about Thomas, and now it's going to be, everyone's going to be mad at Blake. Anyway, so I like Blake. I think he's really sweet, and I could definitely see him and Katie working out. But at the same time, like, she's already, like, a few weeks in and is forming connections with other people, so they definitely would have to, like, pick up or make up for a lost time. But she says she needs some time to kind of think about it. And then we don't see Blake for a while. We're kind of left at that. And then we kind of like jump to the cocktail party. Everyone's getting ready for the cocktail party. It's about to happen. And Thomas goes to Katie's room to talk to her. And they're talking about, you know, all the drama, the situation, whatever. And Katie's trying to talk to him about something, and he starts interrupting her. And she's like, you need to stop. Let me talk. And they have a whole conversation. And to be honest, I don't even really know what they talked about. Just a lot of words. I'm seriously so over the stupid fucking Thomas drama. I'm just like,
yeah, it's just not, it's
such a waste of an episode. Yeah. So anyway, all the guys are still bickering about it. And then Katie comes to the cocktail party, and for once she actually looks really great. Her outfit's great. The hair, the makeup, she's on point. I'm like, okay, someone's finally helping her. Good. She looks stunning. But yeah, so she addresses the drama. She's not happy. She's not amused. She's like, I don't even want to do a cheers. She goes, we're still going to move forward with the cocktail party, but I'm not in a great headspace kind of situation. So then we see her talking to Daddy-O, and he just tells her that he's missed her, and they've both haven't stopped thinking about their date, which I thought was really cute. And I really feel like every time Michael is on the screen, I feel like, and maybe this is just wishful thinking and me trying to like manifest this into existence, but I feel like he's really getting the Bachelor edit. They always do that every season. Like, the person that they're thinking of for the next season for the Bachelor, Bachelorette, always gets like kind of a certain edit. And I feel like he is definitely kind of getting that Bachelor edit with what they're showing and the conversations and everything. So anyway, then it's time for the rose ceremony, and she's giving out the roses, blah, blah, blah. And it's down to the last, was it the last rose?
Mm-hmm.
It's down to the last rose. And Katie calls Thomas forward, and like the look on all the guys' faces, everyone's like shocked because, you know, they're really thinking she's going to send him home, right? And Katie calls Thomas forward. She's holding a rose. And as soon as he walks up, she takes a step back. And she basically,
rehearsed that one. Oh,
100%. I mean, good for her, though. Like, there's nothing worse than having a moment like that, and then the person walks away and you're like, dang it, I wish I would have said this, or I wish I would have said that. Yeah. So she definitely had time to figure out, like, what her little exit speech for him, which was pretty epic. She basically was like, you know, you, I don't remember if word for all she said, but she basically she
called
says
him a liar.
Called him a liar, said he was unkind. She said, you're telling me what I want to hear.
Selfish.
Yeah, she's going on, and then she goes, "Your bachelor audition is over. You can get out." I was like, "Damn, okay then."
Yeah.
So he doesn't even say anything. He's just like, "All right, see ya." So he walks out, and then we also see that Christian, David, and another person who I don't know what his name was. Oops. They all go home. So that's four. Rip Christian. I'm very sad to see him go, but I'm sure we'll see him in paradise. So that's four people that went home this week. And then after the rose ceremony is over, we see Katie go to Blake's room. And this whole scene, the whole exchange was so funny to me. So Blake like opens the door and he seems like genuinely surprised that Katie's standing there.
He definitely got a glow up, I feel like. His hair is different.
You know what I think it is? When he was on last season, he just had a goatee, I'm pretty sure. Or something, like he just had like the chin hair but no mustache.
Yeah.
So like he grew his beard and like his mustache in, which is like
looks different too.
A much better look for him. And I think he's more comfortable being in front of the camera now too, so he's not quite as like awkward.
Yeah.
He's still kind of quirky, but you can tell that he's more comfortable. But anyway, he opens the door and she's like, "Are you naked?" And so then he's like, "Okay, hold on a second." She's like,
"Tells him to go put a robe."
Yeah, she goes, "Go put a robe on."
Comes back. "I don't have a robe."
He comes back wearing a sweatshirt and his underwear. And they're just laughing, and she seems like really giddy, and she seems like glad that he's there, and she invites Blake to stay. So this is at the very end of the episode. So we'll find out next week, like how she goes, "You better pack up this room because you're going to be moving into the house with all the other guys tomorrow."
And then he turns around to get in the room.
And then she walks away and he's locked out of his room standing there in his underwear. I thought that whole scene was really funny. But yeah, literally that was the whole episode. Like there's not really much else to say about it. The very end, they showed us a couple little unseen footage and little bloopers. What was the thing? Tayshia and Caitlin had a little moment there at the very end. What were they doing? They were also tasting the habanero peppers or whatever.
Oh, that's right.
They're funny. I hope they show some more of their like funny little like commentary and different things throughout the season because they're really entertaining to watch. But yeah, that's it. That's all this week.
That's all, folks.
I told you it was going to be a quick recap because literally half of the episode was stupid fucking Thomas drama, but he's gone now. So now the next dramatic thing is going to be to see how all the guys
react
to Blake, which will be interesting. Aaron is probably going to flip his fucking lid and Trey's not going to be happy about it either. But, yeah, that was it.
Happy 4th of July.
I thought you were about to say happy Father's Day. I was like, no. Are you confused? That was last weekend.
Happy 4th.
Happy 4th, I guess. I don't really care about the 4th of July, to be honest. But yeah, thanks for listening. Sorry if it felt rushed, but like I said, there wasn't really much to go over. And I have to catch a flight really early in the morning. So thank you so much for listening. TGIF. We'll talk to you next Friday. Bye.